shut up. The footy's on Triple M.
This is a Triple M footy news update.
This is massive, this story.
A little exclusive.
With Tom Brown.
It's Friday, the 30th of July, which means it's time for another Triple M footy news update with Tom Brown on a huge day in the AFL world. My name's Rudy, and Tommy, let's get stuck in straight away with the big story of the day, Alistair Clarkson.
Rudy, big story on our Triple M channels a couple of weeks ago about Alistair Clarkson handing over to Sam Mitchell. There's been a spectacular twist in this story this morning, revealed by The Age, that Clarkson will leave at the end of the season. The handover, as we know it, has been cancelled. Now, details are still coming to hand. At this stage, it looks like Clarkson will coach out the season, although that's subject to, and it remains to be seen. Clarkson, as we speak, is currently coaching and the side training out at Waverley with Sam Mitchell, where we both expect they'll speak this afternoon. And we don't have a lot of more details than that. Now, The Age at the moment is reporting that there was a meeting yesterday between James Henderson, Clarkson's long-term manager and highly respected manager, and the board, where it was agreed that this situation had become, for want of a better term, untenable, and Clarkson would be paid out. Now, all those details remain to be seen this afternoon, but the key information today is that Alistair Clarkson won't be the Hawthorn coach next year, contrary to the succession plan that they'd announced. And the context, of course, was that Clarkson, in an impassioned speech, spoke for 15 minutes last week at the start of his press conference on how he'd liaised with his wife, Karen, and they'd resolved through all the various trials and tribulations of their lives, the ups and downs, they would absolutely see out this contract and he wouldn't depart from his commitment to the Hawthorn Football Club. The context before that was this leak that Caroline Wilson reported from the meeting with Sam Mitchell the week before, whether it was called a sit-down or a mediation or whatever you wanted to call it, where the prevailing view, according to Wilson, was that those that left that meeting had the impression that Mitchell didn't want Clarkson to be there next year. So this has been building for a couple of weeks, but Clarkson tried to put it to bed last week. The other context, of course, Rudy, which can't be ignored, is the coaching landscape at the moment. Collingwood searching for a coach. We understand that Clarkson doesn't necessarily get on that well with Graham Wright. Having said that, Wright told me last week they'd spoken this year and there were no issues in that regard. The other issue, of course, at Collingwood is some off-field debate about their directors and leadership at the moment, which the prevailing view is it might have put Clarkson off, at least for the moment. Look, that could be resolved. The big one's Carlton. I've said on this podcast throughout the course of the year that Luke Sayers, the incoming Carlton president, who's highly ambitious, previous boss of PricewaterhouseCoopers, he's friends with Clarkson and he's certainly friends with James Henderson, Clarkson's manager. And it's an open dialogue in channels that I speak to in football world that Carlton's been into Clarko for some time. Some say 2 or 3 years, some say at least from the start of this year. Carlton clearly would want Alistair Clarkson, absolutely no doubt about that. I've already reported that, in my view, David Teague will be moved on in the next 3 or 4 weeks. The other X factor in all this, of course, is the Gold Coast Suns. The AFL's desperate for success up there. They've piled in huge amounts of money. The Suns have come up in, you know, discussions around Clarkson in football circles all year. Having said all that, the Clarkson does have his oldest at school next year, doing year 12 here in Victoria. So it's unlikely you think he'd go to the Suns at this stage. The other big question is whether Clarkson can coach next year in light of this payout, whether there's a non-compete period. Jeff Kennett told us recently he wouldn't enforce one. Having said that, they've now given Clarkson his money for next year, about at least $1 million. And also whether Clarkson wants to coach on next year. He might be happy to sit out a year. Having said that, sources have told me this morning, well-placed sources, that he does want to coach. He likes coaching. So that's pretty much the landscape. An incredible situation this afternoon. It comes on the eve of Friday Night Football, where Teague will coach against St Kilda tonight for Carlton. And as I've said, you know, with the greatest respect to Teague, I think he's gone. And you've got Collingwood and possibly the Suns, although they've never admitted, in the frame for Clarkson. So it's just an incredible situation, Rudy.
It is. It's really sort of mind-spinning stuff there, Tommy. And it's just throwing a cat amongst the pigeons, like you said, of the whole entire footy landscape here. And yeah, I think you've appraised the situation pretty well there. And I guess the only thing left to do is just wait and see. I feel you said that they'll speak today.
Yeah, I think I expect Clarkson will speak this afternoon. He was going to do his press conference this morning, but that was delayed. Now, I'll take more notice to a delayed press conference announcement next time, Rudy. That's obviously raised some alarm bells in retrospect. But he'll speak this afternoon, I understand. Again, Cawthorn haven't confirmed those details. And we'll get a better picture of what's happening. I mean, the critical questions, as I mentioned, are whether Clarkson wants to coach and whether he's allowed to coach. he'll be respectful to these existing coaches in existing jobs. Having said that, the Collingwood one is vacant. I don't think he'll come out this afternoon and put his hand up and say, I'm going to Carlton, especially given the fact that it looks like he'll coach out the year at Hawthorn. But we'll definitely learn a lot more this afternoon.
Okay, so there you have it. Clarkson will speak today, and it seems like he'll coach out the year. Thanks for calling in and giving us the breaking news, Tommy. Very much appreciated with that. Enjoy your weekend in footy, and we'll speak to you again Monday morning.
Thanks, Rudy.